The Abbotsford Canucks' first-round home playoff hopes took a major hit after the team managed to earn just one out of a possible 4 points to the Coachella Valley Firebirds on Saturday, April 6, and Sunday, April 7. The Canucks fell 2-1 in overtime in a strong effort on Saturday, but then were completely outclassed 7-2 by the top team in the Pacific Division on Sunday. Saturday's game had a spark from the outset, as Sheldon Dries dropped the gloves with John Hayden just 95 seconds into the game. It was believed that the tussle was Dries having to answer for a match penalty he received for a high stick to Firebirds defenseman Connor Carrick back on December 9. Sheldon Dries has been suspended one game for the match penalty below. He was also fined $200. The At Abbey Canucks will play without Dries tonight against at Roadrunners AHL https://t.co/easy0undtmcrpick.twitter.com/ldt8jfr8a3. Ben Lipka, at Ben Lipka, December 15, 2023. Abbotsford controlled play in the first period, outshooting the Firebirds 11-6, but CV goalie Chris Dreger stood tall. Chaos erupted in the second period when Abbotsford forward Tristan Nielsen was assessed a match penalty for a hit to the head. The Canucks' penalty kill managed to kill off the lengthy penalty and was good all night, killing off all three chances. Sheldon Dries has been suspended one game for the match penalty below. He was also fined $200. The At Abbey Canucks will play without Dries tonight against at Roadrunners AHL https://t.co/easy0undtmcrpick.twitter.com/ldt8jfr8a3. Ben Lipka, at Ben Lipka, December 15, 2023. More disaster struck in the second period when defenseman Jet Wu got tied up with a Firebirds player leaving the zone and was unable to leave the ice under his own weight. Wu did not return and was not in the lineup on Sunday. It appeared to be a significant injury. Wu straight to the room, can't seem to put weight on the leg pick. Twitter.com/MrPay1T72. Ben Lipka. At Ben Lipka, April 7, 2024. The Firebirds outshot the Canucks 8-5 in the second and the game remained scoreless. Rookie Jonathan Lekkerimaki broke the game open at 4:08 of the third with a laser shot from the slot, and that lead held until CV's Max McCormick tied the game up at 19:12. McCormick was then the hero in overtime to deliver the Firebirds the win. Ice-level video of Lekkerimaki's first at the AHL goal. Big pop from the crowd. Pick.twitter.com/4mekumshive. Ben Lipka, at Ben Lipka, April 7, 2024. Lekkerimaki led all Canucks with 4 shots on goal. He said it felt great to pot one. "Finally I get a goal," he said. "It was a nice feeling." The 19-year-old also shared that he's enjoying his time in Abbotsford. He's currently living in a local hotel with fellow rookie Swede Elias Peterson. He added that he enjoyed playing with the returning Arshdeep Baines. Lekkerimaki with his first at the AHL goal. Puck pick.twitter.com/md07bupaws. Ben Lipka, at Ben Lipka, April 7, 2024. After playing the Firebirds well on Saturday, the Canucks fell apart on Sunday. Abbotsford fell behind 31 seconds into the game and never recovered. They trailed 3-0 after 1 and 7-1 after 2. John Stevens got the Canucks on the board at 13:13, with Baines and Lekkerimaki drawing the assists. Stevens makes it 4-1. Likely Lekkerimaki's second point and first assist. Pick.twitter.com/igu73fq8wj. Ben Lipka, at Ben Lipka, April 8, 2024. Baines added another goal in the third. Shots finished 31-29 for CV, but it was lopsided in the Firebirds' favor for the first two periods. Abbotsford outshot CV 15-4 as they were content to hang back and defend the lead. Sunday was a rough game for Canucks starting goalie Zach Sachenko, who was yanked after the first period after allowing 3 goals on 12 shots. Tolopilo allowed 4 goals on 19 shots in relief. Final. pic.twitter.com/catchy28z771 X. Abbotsford Canucks, at Abbey Canucks, April 8, 2024. The Canucks remain in 5th place in the Pacific Division, but only have 4 games left and will need to pass the teams above them because they have the fewest amount of regulation wins of the Pacific Division playoff teams. Abbotsford's record is 3-6-2-5-5-2, but the teams above them have 2 games in hand and 6th place Bakersfield has 1 game in hand and are 1 point behind the Canucks. The club concludes the season with a 4-game set against the Calgary Wranglers that will determine their final placing. They travel to Calgary for games on Thursday, April 11, and Friday, April 12. The Canucks close out the season at home against Calgary on April 19 and 20.